ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. وَحَبَسَنِي عَنْ نَفْعِي بُعْدُ آمَالِي وَخَدَعَتْنِي الدُّنْيَا بِغُرُورِهَا وَنَفْسِي ومطالي يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. Regarding this part of the Kumail supplication in which Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Ya Sayyidi, فأسألك بعزتك أن لا يحجب عنك دعائي سوء عملي وفعالي. We were discussing the concept of soul, also the fact that some hindrances, some impediments will block the way of ascension of our supplications to the Almighty Allah. We said that among the most important factors in blocking the way of supplications is the committing sins, which is caused by the alienation of the heart. And this is the direct effect of sins. Now, there are some obstacles and factors of the ascent of the deeds that are mentioned throughout our Islamic sources. Both of them have direct relation with the actions of man. The obstacles are the ones that hinder the elevation of deeds to the Almighty Allah, among which is supplication, but factors help in the ascension of the deeds to the Almighty Allah. We'll try to have a look at the first category, which is in question here, because Imam Ali alayhi salam is warning us about our deeds and acts that will veil our supplication from Almighty Allah. In this regard, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, it so happens that a person asks Almighty Allah for a need, and it is in his power to grant him his need in the near future. But the person commits a sin. So Allah, the Blessed, the Exalted, says to the angel, do not grant his need and deprive him of it. For he has become the subject of my wrath and deserves to be deprived from me.
Oh Allah, my trials and sufferings have increased and my evilness has worsened. My good deeds have diminished and my misdeeds have become firm. And remote hopes restrain me from profiting with good deeds. And the world has deceived me with its allurements, and my own self has been affected by treachery and my delay. Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence.
Thank you, Allah,
now let me hear,
feeling so good,
about all the things that we went through.
not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of Dua.
So throughout our traditions, we have this very important issue that committing sin will act as an obstacle to our supplication, and sometimes it will be the obstacle of the ascension of all our deeds, not just our supplications. So what we need to consider in our minds is that there are some obstacles, there are some factors, on the other hand, which will elevate the deeds to the Almighty Allah when they are unable to ascend on their own. Some of these factors have appeared in a prophetic narration, which we do not want to refer to right now, but that I just said for our remembrance. So we understand from this word of Imam Ali alayhi salam that wrongdoing is a veil that prevents humans from receiving the divine blessings and mercy, as well as from the fulfillment of the supplications, except if the sinner repents from his sins. Evil deeds take away the desire and mood of supplication from the servant. Evil deeds will prevent the servant from coming to Almighty Allah's presence. Even if a sinful servant succeeds in calling Allah, even if he succeeds in asking him his requests, his supplications would not likely be fulfilled. Deprivation of the servant from the fulfillment of his supplications is in fact him being expelled from the mercy of his Lord, and it has been quoted from a mystical lover of Allah that it is harder for me to get deprived of supplicating than being deprived from its fulfillment. That is why we mentioned there are two aspects in our supplications. There are two benefits. The minor one is the fulfillment of supplication, but the greater one is that iqbal, that turning of the Almighty Allah towards the servant, that paying attention, that the servant knows there is someone listening to him, that the servant knows he has got the mercy, he has been bestowed the mercy of talking to his Lord. He has the remembrance of his Lord, and he is benefiting from the dhikr of his Lord. So in this part of the Kumail supplication, the supplicant beseeches to the Almighty and asks him, "My Lord, hinder the effect of my evil doing on the fulfillment of my supplications, so that I can keep on supplicating and you continue accomplishing my prayers out of your mercy." Brothers and sisters, we will, God willing, finish discussing this part of the Kumail supplication in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.